This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on the 8th of April. It's a Monday. My name is Arvind Yuvaraj, and I'm joined today by...
Frida Liu.
And we are talking about diversification. That's our big topic of the day. We're basically asking you about companies that have diversified and sort of like opened up to give you different products and services, whether that's a good thing or bad thing. Does that dilute the company culture or the company's values? You can share your examples on 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, or you can get to us on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. We will start off with that story. And then story number two, we're talking about how H&M, they've gotten into the influencer-style shopping game. After that, we have a story of news, about news and how news is sort of like changing from its current form and what the future of news might be. And finally, how Malaysia is getting trip advice from TripAdvisor. Smart. So this story about diversification, it actually came from this article that came out on Quartz, I think. Mm-hmm. It was about how Apple sort of doesn't care about computers anymore, or it doesn't pay that much attention to their computers anymore. So it was announced last week that Apple would no longer be releasing AirPower, which is its wireless charging pad, because the company said that it didn't meet company standards and they didn't have the technology to sort of release the product. And over the past 4 years, Apple has released three generations of laptop computers that have been plagued with keyboard issues. So the company is facing multiple class action lawsuits even after tinkering with the keyboard design multiple times. Buyers have continued to experience keys that get stuck, keys that become unresponsive, and even just fall off their MacBook Airs and the MacBook Pro laptops since coming out in April 2015. So that's a big problem that the company is facing. Now, a lot of people feel it's because Apple doesn't want to focus on their laptops so much anymore. They're giving more focus to their iPads. They want more people to buy those. Obviously, there's a lot of focus being given to the iPhones and even other products that they have coming out. So they have the AirPods, and of course, they were focusing a lot on AirPower. It also says here that Apple is struggling to figure out what it is, because phone sales are slowing and Apple is making a massive bet that the sales of entertainment services can cover any shortfall. And there's also the question about what comes after the iPhone for Apple, whether it's its voice computing, health tech, and vehicles. So we sort of compiled a clip of other companies that have tried to pivot or diversify and what has happened to their products in the process.
Google is delaying the rollout of the Nexus Q, its new streaming player, after poor user reviews.
Apple has dismantled their whole router business. They're no longer making the AirPort Express and the AirPort Extreme. It was being neglected, and they just dismantled the whole development team. Mac Rumors posted an article about how they're disassembling the team and they're discontinuing the product line and they're no longer going to sell it.
The search giant recently announced it was killing Google Reader, an RSS feed manager that keeps users up to date on new web content. Reader's followers, estimated at only 1 million, while dedicated, were dwindling, and the company is focused elsewhere.
Apple has canceled its AirPower product, and let me bring you this statement from Apple's Dan Riccio. After much effort, we've concluded AirPower will not achieve our high standards, and we have canceled the project. We apologize to those customers who were looking forward to this launch. We continue to believe that the future is wireless and are committed to push the wireless experience forward. I think a lot of people might have thought it was going to be delayed, but now we know that's not the case. It has simply been canceled.
Okay, so I'm looking at this, right? And you used the word pivot, right? And companies pivot and change. And even like, just if we talk about Malaysian companies like Catcher, what it originally started with. And when I look at this, I'm just thinking, it doesn't matter if you're diversify, but does it come back to your values? I always feel that does it come back to your mission statement and all that, and whether sometimes you're limiting yourself. You know, for the longest time, when Microsoft had to their statement was to have a PC in every home. And then when that was accomplished, then what?
Yeah.
So sometimes the words that you say, the mission statement that you set for your company, could limit you. So I'm looking at this article, so I was thinking, hey, what is Apple's mission statement here? So here it says, where is it? Okay, it's gone to the top of the screen. But it says here, and whether this limits them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, where is it? Okay, so it's very detailed and it focuses around It focuses around the products that they have, okay? So when it focuses on the products and the world changes, technology changes, that's going to be a bit of an issue here. So here it says, current mission statement is, Apple designs Macs, the best personal computers in the world, along with OS, iLife, iWork, and professional software. Apple leads the digital music revolution with iPods and iTunes online store. Apple has reinvented the mobile phone with revolutionary iPhone and App Store, and is defining the future of mobile media and computing devices with iPad. So everything is sort of linked to the product. So when you do that, you know, I'll give you a good example of a company that has Uniqlo's mission statement is to be around technology, right? And it's not
Uniqlo.
It's not about clothing, right? So okay, let me get to that as well. And just when we think about companies that have lasted for a long time, good examples, bad examples, right? You've got your GE started out as lights, IBM started out as cashier machines, and Nokia as a pulp mill.
Yeah, so this is something that I just learned off air just now. So they started thanks to you. That they had what they were known for, the pulp.
Pulp mill.
Pulp mills. Mm. Yeah. So that's where 150 years old, right? We found. Yeah. But also, I think the other companies, like you look at Amazon. So they started as they were selling books. They were like a bookstore, and then now they sell literally everything. And that sort of sticks with their core values, right? So it isn't different from what Amazon used to be. They used to sell all kinds of books. Now they sell all kinds of everything, but they're still Amazon. Xiaomi is interesting because they started with electronics and then they made phones. But now they're moving into things like e-scooters and stuff. Xiaomi has its own line of e-scooters and like travel devices that they're coming out with. I also think that diversification is sort of needed if the company knows that their core products won't survive some sort of big technological shift in the future. Maybe it's a form of future-proofing. Like Samsung, when Samsung had the Galaxy Note 7, which was the one that was the exploding fiasco and stuff, Samsung survived the whole ordeal because most of the revenue comes from semiconductors.
Right.
So they were making internal parts. So their revenue was not affected. They had a PR nightmare, but they came out of that alive because they had diversified and they had other electronics and stuff that they could depend on while dealing with the Galaxy Note 7 issue.
Right. Uniqlo actually has got unlocking the power of clothing. And I know you see them, you know, whether it's sustainability, whether it's technology or whatever, but I always wonder whether that's a good thing. I think even from the day, it wasn't so much a mission statement, like with BFM, we've always just classified ourselves as BFM media, right? Although radio is a medium, you know, we've gone into other areas from our events to a business school and everything. So I guess it's the medium that changed. The medium might change, right? But are you still focused on, you know, providing educational, enlightening and entertaining stuff?
The first world mindset.
Like, first world mindsets, right? So where the platform is might change, but not losing your, I guess, your values or your mission statement. That's important because once you sort of like identify with your products, then what happens, right? I mean, the PC, is it, do people, you know, yes, people still do buy the PC, but it's not such a, you know, it's such a commodity now, right? As before when it was not. So, you know, so you got to think about, I guess, your business as well.
Yeah. Even looking at things like Grab, I think their mission is everyone should have access to transportation.
Okay.
But they've moved into stuff like e-wallets and, you know, they're not pivoted, but they've sort of diversified. They've expanded in a way like their ecosystem has things that might not completely fit within the transportation ecosystem, even though you can use their wallet to pay for their Grab cars and their transport and stuff.
And now they've got food and all that. So whether they should rework their mission statement.
So we will, we need feedback from you. We're looking for feedback. So let us know what you think. Get in touch 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp or let us know on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio.
Okay. And we're just going to go through there's a poll going on. We've got over 50 votes at the moment. The question is, does diversification improve or dilute company values? Improves 76% says it improves and dilutes 24%. So we'd love to hear from you.
Very interesting. We will come back after this break with messages on Twitter and on Instagram and on WhatsApp. This is The Devil Never Sleeps. I guess that's why he's so grumpy. By Iron and Wine, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.